Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, October 31st, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and happy Halloween to you and all of our listeners. I'm not the biggest Halloween person, don't know about you, but kind of taking this Halloween off. Hope everybody's having a good one. But, you know, last year it was Elvis and Priscilla for us, so you really can't outdo Elvis. Now, can you? You doing anything fun?
No, not particularly. I'm like you. I'm not a huge Halloween fan. I love it for the kids and things, but never have been. I went to a party a couple years ago and actually drank a little too much tequila on that night. I will have to admit that. I've only done too much of those kind of things twice in 5 years. So I guess that's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not bad at all. You know, last year was a costume ball. Never been to one of those things, you know, dress up like they do on the TV shows. And that was a lot of fun. And walked in, had a great band and a party and all this. Walked in, and of course the band stops and goes, Elvis is in the building. And so, you know, that kind of thing is a very fun time. But, you know, I know very little about Elvis, and I was struggling when people would stop me on the street, sing to me, Elvis. I don't know all those songs, Ed. And so, you know, I apologize to all the Elvis fans, but, yeah, I had to wear the sequin jumpsuit but didn't know all the songs. It's just unfortunate. But how fun that was. Yeah, nothing like that this year. Our office did dress up. I don't know if y'all do that at your office. So kudos to all of our staff that did that. They were superb. I mean, everybody looked so good.
And just, you know, compare how we are right now next to last year. We certainly have seeing a lot better numbers. People are far less fearful. There's still a lot of fear, but nothing like last Halloween.
Well, look at the news that's coming on. I mean, they're saying, you know, new cases and admissions are down like 60%. They're still paranoid on the, say, the left-wing media, but they'll say that, and, oh, it's wonderful news, so go get your shots and wear your mask. I'm thinking, just stop with the good news part. You know, that's really great. We know how to mask. We know how to socially distance. We know how to do those things. Focus on the fact cases and hospitalizations are down. That's great news.
Exactly, and I will cover a little bit more of that in the third segment. I will say I have I've been visiting someone I care greatly about in the hospital. That's been there for 5 days, 6 days now.
And last year you couldn't have visited.
That we couldn't have. That's right. And there, I can tell that they've eased the restrictions, and also the attitude has softened greatly. And I was told yesterday by the person in the hospital that the nurses that are at, I guess I'll say it, at Erlanger, said that there's only 10 COVID cases in Erlanger as of last night.
That is amazing.
Yes. So that was from the horse's mouth. Several nurses said that. And what great news. And, you know, whatever brings us to that point is a true gift. And it's not all just vaccinations. Part of it is herd immunity, which is discounted greatly still. But good news. Very good news.
And did you happen to see, you know, again, I'm just impressed with what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida, but did you see their Surgeon General in Florida?
No, what happened?
So if you want to watch it, no, it's a good thing. So he was interviewed on Tucker Carlson one night this week, don't know which one, this past week, but one very knowledgeable fellow, well-spoken, but he spoke against the mask mandate for kids in schools. He brought up the data, the medical data, the studies that don't support it. How interesting that was to hear that, considering what we hear on the left-wing media. You know, everybody has to be masked. And he was saying, no, the data doesn't support it. The studies do not support it. And these are my opinions and Ed's opinions, not my employer or the stations. But, you know, we've talked about that in the past. There was an IRIS study that showed possible damage to kids. granted, I know there will be hate mail to me for saying these things, but again, truth is truth. The actual studies do not support that, and yet you see that pushed so much from, let's just say, the administration, and where is the data for that? Let's do things that make medical sense, that have medical necessity, and data to support it.
Bingo. And you know, at the early stages, we did not have that information. So, of course, we should err on the side of super caution.
Oh, I was paranoid at first.
Oh, we all were. And we have to wait to learn what the truth will finally surface. But the thing is, we still have an agenda that isn't really connected to truth. It's connected to other issues, from power to control to blank, blank, blank.
Smoke screens.
Big time smoke screen. But, you know, again, look at Florida. Their rates are very manageable, and they've done less than almost anybody. So again, herd immunity, blank, and all the things that go along with it.
And to be devil's advocate, you know, I did hear about a physician who had actually passed within the last couple of weeks from COVID. So is it still real and potentially dangerous? Absolutely. So I'm still an advocate of vaccination. It still reduces your risk of hospitalization and death significantly. That's my opinion. And that is supported by medical data. Mm-hmm. But you know, if people choose not to, for whatever reason, I support that. I'm a big believer in free will, freedom in general, and you know, I'm not going to belittle. Patients do come and ask me a lot, Ed. They're like, I don't want to do it. Here's my reasons. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, it's still a free country, at least for now. You can still do that. But people are vilified, and I think that should stop.
I wish it would stop. Of course, we know that it won't at this point, but it is slightly getting better. There has to be a tipping point, and that will come. And I continue to say that we have to hang in there, because truth will surface. It always has, and we will end up having the pendulum swing back to a more normal life, never probably like it used to be. But honestly, one of the things about masks is, you know, being that I've been visiting someone in the hospital every day for 6 days, I think it makes sense that everybody in the hospital wears a mask. If this thing was eliminated tomorrow, I'm actually feeling a little bit better about being in a hospital and lots of people, employees, the nurses, the docs, the patients, when they are out and about, are probably doing better to keep us from getting sick.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I don't understand the unruly passengers on airline flights. You know, I took 6 flights last year. Never caught a cold. Healthiest year I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was amazing. So I did not mind, except for running through DFW one time with a mask, sucking it down into my lungs. Except for that, you know, the mask kept everybody really safe on the airplanes. That's a great idea. No colds transmitted, or very little transmission of colds and flu, strep, and other things, not to mention COVID. So I appreciated the mask on the airplane. I didn't mind it at all. I don't know why people are going nuts on the airlines over that. But, you know, I'm a supporter of that. We should keep that on the airline.
Mm-hmm. Probably so. And it's some of the gifts that come out of a struggle and the chaotic times that we've been through.
Yes, let's keep the good parts and get rid of the bad.
There you go. I will say that since I've been going downtown to visit, I am eating. I ate 2 different places the past 3 days, one of which was, I haven't been to Boathouse in a long time. I really loved their trout almondine and that grilled okra. And also I went to Food Works. I know you guys sometimes go there. Haven't been there in quite some time. Went and picked up a really, really great salad. It was interesting. I was sitting there at the talking to the bartender, and when I ordered my salad, I said, you do have quality olive oil, don't you? He said, oh no, ours is crap. And I love the fact that he actually realized instantly that most restaurants are using very poor quality. In fact, they're diluted olive oils, and they're usually using canola. And one of the biggest health concerns for me is omega-6 fatty acids that comes from bad oils. That is what everything from macular degeneration down to fast aging and chronic inflammation is rooted in, some of these oils that we're doing. So I told him, I said, you know, thank you for telling me that. I've got a bottle in my car. So I went out and got my Bragg's olive oil and came in and just, of course, covered my salad with it. And I just really appreciated the fact that he knew, because most waiters, waitresses, and owners of restaurants don't have a clue the poor quality foods they're serving.
Well, you ought to tell the owner. So nice person.
You know, that's a good idea. I should go on Facebook and tell him that he was, it might actually make them be more cognizant of the quality of olive oil. Who knows?
Have you been to Mezcla yet?
I actually Googled it on the way downtown about 3 nights ago, and I just, because I've not been there, I'm not super sensitive in the belly, but I didn't want to upset myself being that I'm going to this hospital visits and all that. I need a little bit more time and more relaxed nature before
okay.
I do that.
You have to let us know.
And I was, you know, picking up food for other people too, and I knew that'd be a little more difficult to do that with.
Understood.
All
get
right.
your butt down there.
Yep, I'm going to. I passed it twice a day for the past week. Well, you know what, brother? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having an interview with a physician on breast cancer, and that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my super partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have a pretty regular coming back on. We have Dr. Williams from CHI Breast Care Associates. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
We are in the midst of Breast Cancer Month, and again, we've talked to you probably three times on this, and part of it's always going back to the kind of the story of Mary Ellen Locher and some of the history. But tell people maybe some things that they need to be aware of in regard to this.
So, you know, across the country, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but, you know, for us down at Memorial with Breast Care Associates, every month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month for us. And so, you know, we've been, every month we try to stress the importance of getting annual screening mammograms and essentially starting that at the age of 40.
That's, yes, and you know, I know there's been some controversy sometimes about, you know, what age is and how often and this and that, but it certainly is. I mean, we'll go back to the Mary Ellen Locher story. That kind of started a lot of the big benefits here in Chattanooga, wasn't as far as all the impact she had on this breast cancer story.
Yes, definitely. I was not fortunate enough to, you know, meet Mary Ellen Locher, but I have heard, you know, wonderful things about her. But, you know, when we talk about breast cancer, you know, it sounds like she was definitely diagnosed at an earlier stage. And unfortunately, you know, more recently, we have been diagnosing breast cancers in younger women. And, you know, I don't know if that's attributed to, you know, just random events that happen in our life versus, you know, us just being better at screening. But we definitely know that now we are finding these breast cancers at earlier stages. And then, you know, ultimately when we break down, you know, who we're finding these earlier breast cancers in, you know, if we talk about our non-Hispanic African Americans versus our non-Hispanic whites, we find that we are definitely, you know, especially before the age of 40, we're diagnosing younger cancers in our non-Hispanic African Americans.
Yes, that's so interesting to me. I try to connect the dots just from being in the world that I'm in, working 6 days a week and hearing so many health stories. I like to kind of get a history of people when they walk in and say, you know, I'm dealing with this now. And I like to dig in and start asking them things about diet and activity, emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, emotions play a huge role. I do believe in the progression and formation of cancer. When we are we live in a chaotic mental state, it's going to create far less health. And I know, and I talk about this a lot on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, which is actually in the top 1% globally of health podcasts, that the vitamin D connection, especially with darker skin individuals, is decimating the health of this nation and this world. In fact, if you have a level of 17 nanograms or less on a blood test, you have a 2.7 times higher risk of dying of COVID than you do if you have a level of just 32 nanograms. And this is so, I looked up PubMed this morning. Actually, there's 2,800 PubMed studies on the association between low D vitamin D and the incidence of breast cancer. And this is where I get a little frustrated with traditional modalities, because I don't see them really embracing that or testing every patient. It's such an easy, super safe fix. So I'm just I'm throwing my little 3 cents worth in here just because that's what I do. So that's, I think, something that I think people need to consider when they either don't take vitamin D or they don't get in the sun, or even if they get in the sun and they have darker skin, they can't convert into the right form of D. And of course, we know diet, you know, the poor diet of people on processed foods today, and the fact that 40% of our nation is obese, doesn't that play a big role? It does, doesn't it?
To piggyback off of exactly what you're saying, so, you know, just to give out, to throw out a few statistics that kind of corroborate what you're saying is, you know, when we diagnose breast cancers, most breast cancers are going to be something that is hormone positive, meaning that it's being fueled by the estrogen and progesterone that we're making. And so when you think about it, you know, when we talk about what we're eating, so of course, if you're eating more processed food, you're eating more fast food, those things definitely have more hormones in it. When we talk about physical activity, and, you know, to go back to when we talk about, you know, healthcare disparities, when we talk about, you know, what reasons are minorities more prone to develop, you know, at an earlier stage and more prone to die from breast cancer. You know, there's a couple things, and definitely what you're saying is related to a lot in part of our diet, how much stress we have in our lives. And so, you know, things that increase our comorbidities, things that, you know, limit access to care, having more stress, you know, minority communities are targets for tobacco companies as well as fast food companies. And then not only that, you know, there's fewer opportunities for safe recreational physical activity. And all of that ultimately leads to having a higher BMI, which ultimately, when we talk about breast cancer, you know, causes you to have a poorer prognosis.
I love that, Dr. Williams, because you're so right that minorities are targeted in the system of advertising for cigarettes and addictive foods and poor quality lifestyle, actually. And, you know, it's hard for, I think, a lot of individuals to see through that agenda of profit and no health and no ethics behind that. I actually sometimes don't know how big companies, of course, I know how big companies can sleep at night because there's not one person making a decision. It's a machine that runs simply to make money. But if that were an individual person like myself or yourself, I think we would have a difficult time putting out ads that we know is basically poison to these people, of especially people of more limited means as far as, you know, studies or their actual ability to learn this information, because it's not super easy, because the slickness of advertising today, hey, it sucks me in sometimes, and I'm fully aware So it's a scary thing.
Well, the next question, what can we do to improve that? How can we reverse it, or can we?
So, I think it's something that definitely as physicians, as researchers, it's not going to be a quick and easy fix. It's something that we all have to work on. And ultimately, I think what we have to focus on is, you know, when we talk about these healthcare disparities, we have to focus on how can we make the infrastructure for resources better. You know, we all assume that it's easy for, you know, people just to come in and get a mammogram once a year. But what about people, you know, who don't have cars, who are, you know, taking the bus because they don't have the resources to get to the places that they need to help take care of themselves? And so, you know, a lot of it is a lack of or inadequate health care, and a lot of that is related to our infrastructure. So we, as physicians, as researchers, we have to do and we have to come up with ways to kind of make access to care a little better. And not only that, we also have to, you know, there is a lot of distrust when we talk about, you know, physicians and patient relationships. And so one of the other things is that we definitely have to work on trying to improve that.
Well, thinking about disparities, how can someone contact the mobile unit if they wanted to get a mammogram?
Definitely. And that is one of the ways that we're doing this. So, you know, we have our mobile units go out to various locations. But if you call, you know, Mary Ellen Locher, you can call Breast Care Associates, and we can let you know kind of where that mobile coach is going to be and also what time.
That's great information. And I remember so well Mary Ellen Locher. I always talk about this. She was a very, very regular client of mine. And again, I never remember what year she passed, but it was substantial years ago. It's been a long time. And she really was one of the first people I knew in the public venue that combined both traditional and what we will call alternative thinking as far as her treatments. She lived a quite long time considering the aggressiveness of her disease, but she, did do a lot of things the right way. And that's one of the reasons I think she survived as long as she did. And of course, mm-hmm. she had a great fighting spirit too, which is so, so important. She was not one to give up. And, you know, look at her legacy. I mean, we all want to leave a legacy, I know, in this life. And she certainly left a huge one for what was built and the fact that people still resonate with her name, because all of us middle-aged old and old-timers like myself remember
her
well.
Speak for yourself there, Ed.
I know. You're still a youngster. How old are you now, Dr. Green?
53.
Ooh, 53.
So I'm now an old-timer like you?
I'm 64. Just a few years. We wouldn't be a few more years. You could be my son if I was 70. So
I'm feeling better now. Yeah. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, I'm feeling worse for some reason. I love the fact that, you know, the access today, you have more of those options like mobile vans and all of this. And I do really feel that, you know, I really have compassion for you physicians, because you have put in so much hard work and training to treat disease. But I know many of you would like to do even more for the patient, like counsel them on better eating habits, because you're in a powerful role. You really are. For the majority of people, you speak the gospel. If you say it, it's true. And you just don't have time. I mean, you can't, the handcuffs you have on with insurance and the time that you can spend, it has to be frustrating, because you have to do the first initial work, which is whatever they're coming for. But I know Dr. Green, he does try and does very well at even if it's just a few minutes, trying to put a good word in for, you know, eating healthier, exercising, getting in the sun, doing the right things, even taking vitamin D and multivitamins, omega-3. So,
and people are starting to ask over the last year lot more about their own personal
health.
What can they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and by the way, to get it in that time, we talk really fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's one of the blessings of COVID, is because I've seen a turn of interest like I have never witnessed in 42, almost 43 years of hearing people in every day in the store. I mean, we have almost 300 clients every day that come in, and we do a blood testing at Nutrition World. And I noticed again that same thing I mentioned earlier is usually, not always, but usually the darker the skin, the lower the level of vitamin D. That's one reason Nutrition World gives away free vitamin D to all teachers. I love teachers, and also to healthcare workers, fire department, and police department. We give it free because I know the value of vitamin D, and it's so cheap, so easy, so safe. But again, traditional medicine has a hard time adopting this, but individual people can, like yourself and Dr. Green. So for people to learn more about all of this, Dr. Williams, like how do we get the van? Where is it going to be? Remind people how they can access this information.
So you can always go to Memorial, CHI Memorial's website, but you can also look up Mary Ellen Locher as well as Breast Care Associates. You know, at Breast Care Associates, our number is 423-698-0304. And if you call that number, we can pretty much get you to where you need to be.
And then insurance, I know, covers all mammograms. People without insurance, what do they do?
So even people without insurance, if you can give us a call, we have, you know, vouchers. There's things that we can do to also get you qualified for a free mammogram.
Well, that is super duper, Dr. Williams. That's wonderful, great information, and I know people will benefit from that. And please, if you're ever out on Lee Highway, come by Nutrition World and let's talk in person. And love to meet you in person. And hopefully next time you might come actually in the studio and you could be here with us.
Definitely.
All right. We always like to get pictures of our guests, and I can't do it when you're on the other end of the phone here, but maybe next time we will do that.
Yes, we'll try for that next time.
All right, my friend. Well, you take very good care of yourself, and it is time to take a break. When we come back, got about 10 different things I want to talk about on the next segment, Dr. Green. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Got a few notes I just want to cover to make sure I don't slip up on anything, Dr. Green.
You said 10 things.
I did. I have 10 exactly on this sheet, and I've not spoke about any of these.
So it was not hyperbole.
Well, one is I want to say that I'm just kind of bragging again on Nutrition World. We did win Best of the Best, three categories, and just so proud of my crew.
Awesome.
27 devoted employees, staff members. I tell you what, never in my 42 years. In fact, yesterday, a lady who's been shopping with us a long time, her name's Jennifer. She has a daughter and a very, very kind-hearted person. And I came in after going to visit down at Erlanger, and she was there, and I said, "How are you doing?" She said, "You know, I almost just cried in this store because one of your employees was so heartfelt kind to my daughter who had came in where there was some real serious questions about health, and I was moved by it because I know that this happens often at Nutrition World. We have such compassionate people." So Brandon was the one. He's a newer employee, and he just made her feel at peace in a way that is very difficult in these days of struggle.
Well, go Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon, and I appreciate it. All my staff members so much. Oh, Zunta bars are being shipped on Monday. That's something I formulated years ago. We have a new formula coming out. It's going to be unlike anything in the marketplace. And as soon as I get it, when I see you the next day, I'm bringing you a box of them, Dr. Green.
I will volunteer myself.
It's one of the most unusual tasting protein food bars you've ever had, and the macros, which are protein, fats, and carbs, are what I dream about. I finally have a bar that meets my needs.
Nice.
And so part of it's selfish. This has been the biggest ordeal probably of the last few years. Is people don't realize what it takes to get a bar made at a company. It is backflips like you would not believe.
Well, the old bar was great, so I can't wait.
Want to say there was a really good study that I posted on Facebook on The Holistic Navigator, and it had to do with a chemical called bisphenol A. And what that is these chemicals that come from plastics of water bottles, comes from cooking, saran wraps, all these some of the Tupperwares, not all of them, if you heat it up, some of the cups that you heat, many things act as hormones. And this had a really nice study that showed the risk of miscarriage with women who had higher levels of this particular chemical that is a endocrine mimicker is what it is called. That means it acts like a hormone, but it's not. It's actually plastic. And so people, I don't want people to go through life thinking, well, it was just bad luck that this happened. Sometimes it is mysteries that will never be solved, but we know so much about how to prevent things, especially in the realm of pregnancy and miscarriages. My daughter has a great Facebook site called Earth Conscious Mama, and she posts information constantly on there because she is a true expert on this. So cleaning up our diet again, eating correctly, getting less toxins, using nutrients to help the body purge everything from NAC to milk thistle, so important. I just posted that on Facebook, Holistic Navigator, if you want to read the study. And we did a great podcast on The Holistic Navigator about a month ago with Dr. Becker. She is the most followed veterinarian in this country. You've been a pet lover, I'm sure, in your days.
I'm a dog guy.
Yeah, me too. Don't have one now, but I probably had 50 dogs, and not big cat person, but I really did fall for a cat named Moscato over the past few years. But that was an unusual cat. She's just like a dog kind of in a way. But this book that Dr. Becker just came out with is called Forever Dog. And she was the most interesting guest I have had in so long. She actually, and I'm having to go back in memory, she wrote this book, and COVID was the reason she wrote it. Again, I love to retrieve stories of positive natures of things that looked so negative. Well, what happened was, because she had to work from home and many things happened, as it did to many people, it actually gave her the opportunity to follow a dream. That dream was to write a book. And so she said for 8 months she stayed in her house because she couldn't go anywhere. She's in a state that was much more locked down than we are. And so she took advantage of that situation, and she wrote this book, wrote 800-page book. submitted it, and of course the book company said no one's going to read 800 pages, Dr. Becker. So she got it down to 400. This woman is truly amazing as to why our animals are sicker today than they've ever been, how we can prevent that, and what to do about it if they are sick. It's called Forever Dog. This is the book, and her name is Dr. Becker. If you just Google Dr. Becker Veterinarian Holistic, or listen to my podcast, it is a killer at The Holistic Navigator. It's just the one that's just been posted actually 2 days ago. But she was so informative to me about the emotions of pets and how your dog will pick up the owner's emotional state within, I think she said, 30 seconds of entering the house. And they are like big antennas on their emotional side, and they know exactly what we're thinking and what we're feeling. But we're talking, she talks a lot about, of course, why are dogs getting so many diseases? I mean, I had a golden once named Angel, and it just broke my heart because at 7 years old, she started itching one day, took her to the vet. You know, she was dead 3 months later from lymphoma. But goldens have a terrible history of cancer that they did not used to have. And it's due to food. It was my fault. I fed Old Roy. I thought it was just as good as anything because it said the word natural. I just was clueless, and I've always wanted to do better the rest of my life with helping in that situation. So if I ever do have another dog, and Nutritional sells the finest pet foods in this country. I have a lady named Stacy who's the hero. She's devoted her life to this conversation. So Forever Dog's the name, and I encourage people to purchase that book.
Nice.
And have you eaten any place new lately?
No, I've been boring, Ed. I'm so sorry. Lots of eating at home.
I'm going to eat at P.F. Chang's tonight. I have not been there in quite some time. It is carb heavy, so I have to be somewhat cautious of the right choices. One place I've missed is Sushi Nabi. I really liked going down there. I
haven't been down there to see Nabi in a while.
And I don't know. I just kind of out of the way.
Just ride my bike by and go, hadn't been here in a while, so I've been thinking the same thing.
Well, speaking of bike, I'm slowly getting into my electric bike. Pedego is the name, is from, and I bought it downtown near Sushi Nabi at the Pedego bike shop.
And they do rent them there too.
They rent them, I found out, and just great people, great service, and I'm going to really get more into that. My hips are getting better.
Awesome.
I'm having some good hip days. You may walk in and see me still limping or with a cane, but the PRP shots, I think, are improving along with several other things I'm doing. One is peptides I'm injecting. We can certainly talk about that at another level of show. I am the guinea pig of this nation, so I try everything
for you.
Yeah. Well, I want to find out good or bad and then let people know from that point forward.
And I would encourage people to try out an e-bike. I mean, they're a lot more fun than either one of us thought.
You know, when you first told me about your bike, what was that? Probably year and a half to 2 years
at least
ago.
Yeah,
always it's because I don't have any knowledge of it. As many things in life, I don't poo-poo it, but I don't super embrace it because I don't have any good feelings. I just don't know. I have no experience, but I now see the value of this bike, and it is going to be a gift to me as my years go on. And you know, I can't hike the mountains like I used to, but I can sure ride them with this bike, and I can still get out in nature and do all the things that I love to do easily, because this bike will go 30 to 60 miles on one charge.
You know, speaking of hiking, we have done, and you've probably seen that on Facebook a little bit too, done more hiking and not camping, but at least just some good sightseeing sort of stuff. But there were people out, I think it was been a couple of weeks ago, rappelling off of Lookout Mountain.
Oh,
I've never
good.
Seen them doing that. Been to Sunset Rock more times than I can count. Have you seen people climbing it? That about took my breath away.
Ooh.
You look over the edge of that rock and there's people on the rock.
Oh.
So more power to you guys that do that. But they travel in. Met one, this lady, and she had come in from Knoxville just to do that. But it looked so hard. I have no desire to do that.
I don't either. Not at this stage of life. I don't. We live in such a phenomenally fantastic area for so much activities outside that I tend to always forget about it. But I mean, like you said, people fly in here to be here.
Yes, and there's you can hike here. So many great trails around the area. Plus, you can go north or west or a little south and find so many places to go. So there's a great app that's free if people want to look at it called All Trails Free, and they can find some for themselves.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All Trails. I want to mention that on the vaccine adverse reaction site, which is government ran, as of October 22nd, 17,600 deaths have been noted from this site. Now, we do know that there's a vast amount of underreporting. 2,712 miscarriages, 10,956 myocarditis. It has to do with the heart. So it's, again, not a perfect scenario by any means. And I do have concerns long-term that there's going to be some other things crop up. Again, it's risk against benefit. On the Holistic Navigator, one of my podcasts is Wisdom in the Age of something. But that's close enough. Wisdom in the Age of Illness. And it had to do with my numerical, statistical breakdown of where does this shot really fall as far as making a wise decision. And when you listen to it, I'm not saying yes or no. I'm saying here's the facts, make up your own mind. Again, I really believe that it has saved lives, but it also has cost some health in many people, and you have to choose the right person to do it at the right time. And I'm hugely invested in people not getting the shot right after having an infection, because your spike proteins and your antibodies are very high, and it could cause you to have more side effects.
Well, the Mount Sinai study showed that too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, I know Dr. Melvin, I've heard her give advice that we're going to test you before we give you the next shot to make sure you're not excessive on antibodies. The thing is, here's the deal. The super sick people, super old people, super unhealthy people, sometimes they actually do better than the healthy ones on this because they don't have a robust immune system. Their immune system's so depleted to begin with, they're not creating these super antibodies. And then you take somebody who's resilient, middle-aged, doesn't have risk factors. Some of those are the ones that are having the difficulty, and it makes sense. It makes sense.
What I don't like, or I feel sorry, you know, all the patients that are coming in and they're in professions that are having mandated vaccines, they're having to decide, do I work or do I get the vaccine? I mean, do I work and get the vaccine or do I quit? I mean, it's a tough decision for a lot of people out there right now. So don't know where you stand on that one. I did get an interesting article that was breaking, because, you know, I'm not an attorney, but it was breaking down all the law. And you know, from a federal standpoint, they do not, if they mandate vaccines, that's against the law, according to what I've read. Mm-hmm. But local and state municipalities can do that. So, you know, do private companies have the right to do it? Absolutely. You know, that's what I see. But I still feel for all the people who are quitting. So many people have quit and retired from various jobs. I'm sure you've talked to some too.
Absolutely. And the sad part is some of these people have already had COVID and they have actually had tested for antibodies. So they have some herd protection, which now is being shown to be far greater than any vaccine can accommodate yet.
And that was what the Cleveland Clinic study showed.
Really? Mm-hmm. And yet there's absolutely no one that has the courage or bravery to stand up and say, this just makes sense. So if you already have antibodies, we'll give you the pass.
Well, here some people are. They're getting shouted down is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's a shame. Just like, who was your the doctor you know that got taken down off the internet?
Yeah, Dr. McCullough.
McCullough, yeah.
Yeah, he'll always keep fighting the battle.
And that attorney general in Florida, you have to listen to him speak, you know, super smart guy. But he brings you the facts. It's not full of judgment. It's just facts.
Facts.
So kudos to you. I've forgotten your name. I'm so sorry. But thanks for sharing the truth, Surgeon General of Florida.
There's a guy named Dave Asprey. I met him, was in a seminar with him about 3 years ago in Anaheim, California, and he is the inventor of bulletproof coffee. But what he's done is, because he made so much freaking money off that one single idea, he's devoted the rest of his life to what he called biohacking. And really what it is ways to tweak and tune our human system to live far longer than expected, far more quality life. So he does everything. If I say I'm the guinea pig of Chattanooga, he's the guinea pig of the universe. He's bought every piece of machinery, tried every diet, every supplement, some drugs.
Kindred spirit to you.
Because somewhat he is. He's like a little bit of a hero to me. Well, they did something called a Bulletproof Biohacking Conference. And a couple of the points that came from that, again, I sound like an echo, optimizing vitamin D, because the correlation of vitamin D and he said, even dying of COVID, if again, like I said, 17 nanograms or less, you have a very high risk of dying. And if it's 35 or more on your blood work, you don't. But they also found physical exercise, doing strength training, is critical. Not walking that track, that's fine to do. You know, everything from jumping rope to whatever is great for certain systems, but you have to weight train. How do we do that? You got to find somebody. You can go to Mackie at Max Fitness at Nutrition World. We can go to Darren Johnson. We can go to Matt Davis. Those are my three go-tos. And then also optimizing something called NAD. It's something I take every day. And I just posted an article, a video on NAD supplement by Dr. Rhonda Patrick on Facebook. Vital Health Radio. So if you want to learn about that, go to that particular site. And I'm putting a lot of stock in my NAD of slow aging. I think it's the real deal. I really do. Hey, guess what? It is time to take a break, my friend. Come back. We're going to have some words of wisdom plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And you know, Dr. Green, I really love poetry. Always have for, I guess, good 20 years. I think there's so much wisdom that sometimes I can glean from the right poet. Well, I was in Colorado about 7 years ago at a retreat by a company called Sounds True. It's called Wake Up Festival. And there was a poet there that was named David White, W-H-Y-T-E. Love the guy. And he's still living. He's a little bit older than I. I was moved to tears when I was listening to him in Colorado speak of his poetry. And this is one that I've really held on to and certainly sometimes forget. I think it has great value, at least in my life, because sometimes I forget these things. And it starts like this. When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark will be your home tonight. The night will give you horizon further than you can see. The world was made to be free in. The world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you. And I find great value in that, because the solitude of a meditative moment in life is where many times my wisdom has come. It isn't from being hectic and chaotic and busy and distracting myself. It's from sitting in the dark, lonely places. And I just find great value. And
I resonate with that too. And that's how I start every morning.
Yes.
Quiet, stillness, just me and God, just sitting there, starting the day.
I love that. And, you know, I get here I always get here to the station early, Dr. Green, because
he has always beaten me for about 4 years.
But I try to carve in some of that solitude time. And, you know, the phone is something that is devastating, that because I really observe people so often. I love watching people, always have. And I don't care if it's in the car next to me or at the restaurant I'm sitting at. And the habits of cell phones is eliminating any chance of solitude time, because it is capturing us every moment.
Well, you and I, just like so many people, as soon as that quiet time is over, it's like the starting blocks on a race. We're gone after that.
Yes.
And we don't slow back down.
Bingo. That's exactly right. But that quiet time helps me to be ready for that fast pace of life.
I wish I could remember which it was. A famous pastor from probably 100, 200 years ago, but he had written that, you know, I have an especially busy day coming up today, so I got up an hour earlier to pray. I thought, well, that's interesting. So he got up earlier when he was busier because he knew he would need it.
I love that. There was an unknown poet that I also had that had a poem here. A bird on a tree is never afraid of the branch breaking, because her trust is not on the branch, but on her own wings. Always believe in yourself. We have to have confidence in ourselves, even with the confidence of a higher power that we surrender to. But we, you know, courage is tough sometimes, and it is something we have to work at to be courageous. Courageous does not mean, as you said before, Dr. Green, a lack of fear. It means just pushing through that fear.
Yeah, action despite your fear.
There you go. And
this goes back to what my middle child said, be you fiercely. And we always say that.
Yep. One thing on health, just a little bit. One, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned it in a long time, but my breakfast drink that really helps me survive everything, my workout, my body fat, my thinking, my energy. I quit eating foods some time ago for breakfast. I only drink this drink, and it's a keto drink with three ingredients now. This keto powder that I use by Metagenics, hemp fiber, greens powder by Green Vitamins, but I started adding matcha tea to it about 6 months ago, and the studies on matcha are so impressive. What is matcha? It's a form of green tea, but it's not, you can't get it just from green tea. And it comes in a powder, and it has the highest level of antioxidants probably of almost any food. But what it does is affects your brain chemicals within 15 minutes to create two things, which is kind of odd. It creates energy but calmness. It's one of the few natural products that can do make you feel more stimulated but in a calm sense, which is what I love. That, you know, that's the perfect kind of energy. And so I add a tablespoon almost of matcha powder every day into my
spell that for me.
M-A-T-C-H-A matcha. And it's been documented now across the world to reduce anxiety, but also give you a sense of energy. So I encourage people to get quality matcha. I've seen it at regular places that is so obvious it's poor quality. But at Nutrition World, of course, we have the highest quality made. But I'm perfectly fine with people getting it at Whole Foods or Aldi's or someplace like that. Maybe Trader Joe. I haven't been over there to check out their matcha tea, but I encourage you to do that and make sure you look into the company to ensure that it is of quality origin. The benefits can be destroyed quickly if they don't produce it right.
I always tell patients, if they don't know what to buy, go ask you. I mean, you know all these natural products and you only carry quality.
Well, I appreciate that. And we are, you know, I really take it seriously that we are the gatekeepers for people as far as products and information. You know, back when I first started commenting about Google's algorithm changed as far as information, because 4 years ago, if you Googled, you could Google dangers of deodorants, you'd have hundreds, thousands sites talking about the aluminum in deodorant and how it could be causing all kind of disorders with women and breast cancer sometimes and this and that. And now you can't find it. It's on page 50 because of that. But what happened, I thought that would make people less interested. What's happened is helped me, because now they have a more frustrating time finding solid information. Guess who they're coming to? They're coming to our website. They're coming to our blog post. They're coming to us with my 27 employees. And I do want to mention real quick, Nutrition World's just now starting its first level of podcasting for Nutrition World, and I interviewed Dr. Matt McClanahan. He's been on our show one time, I know, Dr. Green.
I remember that.
Talking about chronic pain, and it was a wonderful interview.
Good person and a smart guy.
Wonderful person and heartfelt and super smart, and I you won't believe, it's not posted yet, but since I've been dealing with this hip for a year, hey, I could write two books on chronic pain. It's a wonderful lesson for me that I've had as far as learning to be more humble and learning, again, the preciousness of our life when it's flowing smoothly. You don't think about hips until they hurt. And when you can't get up and go to the bathroom at night and you're feeling you're going to fall, and I still go in the gym every day, not miss one day of the gym due to this, but I am getting far better, and I've got a little game plan going now if anybody wants to know. And guess what, my friend? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. From the Vascular Institute studio, we thank you for listening. We'll be back here next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.